Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Are you glad to be in church this morning? Amen. Let's pray. Just close your eyes with me as we pray. I want to just pray for yourself. Pray, prepare your heart. See, many times when we come to church, we don't get the awareness that God is here. But just with your eyes closed, I want you to know that God is here this morning. You may be in a building that you've been coming to for a while now. You may be around. There may not be so many people around this morning. But I want you to know and to understand that God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, the God who gives you breath and gives you breath, the God who sustains you and I, that awesome God is here right now. You can easily take it for granted that I've just come to church and pastor preach and I go. No, God is here. God is here. Speak to the Lord this morning. Ask the Lord to speak to your heart, to affect your life. And whatever you will do and I will do and we will do here this morning, that it will glorify Him. That it will be a blessing to Him. Lebros kabranda makaya baske beredes. Yes, Lord, we are in your presence, oh God. Yes, we are in your presence, oh God. We are in your presence. We are in your presence. We are in your presence, oh God. We pray. We pray that your presence will work on us and affect us, oh God. Lebros kabranda makaya baske brini makaya baba. We have come into your presence, oh God. You are here. The Bible says where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in their midst. We believe it, oh God. We believe it. We are confident without a doubt that God is here. That God is here. That you, oh God Almighty, you are here this morning. And we speak, oh God, in your presence. Lord, we speak and we pray that, Lord, affect us, oh God. Give us a wedding season. Lebros kabranda makaya babaske bebende. Labros sende mekeri abasa kabra baba. Labros ketere me kabra baba. Lebros etebere me kabra baba. Lebros atabara baba baba. Lekebro boborobo setebere bebe. Blessed be your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. And knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, and we'll be blessed, because we came, oh, we'll be blessed because we came. Let's sing it one more time. As we gather, and as we gather, may your spirit work within us. And as we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, and we'll be blessed because we came. Oh, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed. We'll be blessed because we came.
soul will be blessed because we came.
Father, this morning we're in your presence. We are grateful and privileged to be in your house. David said that a day your house is better than 1,000 out there. We were glad when they said unto us, let us come into the house of the Lord. Our feet will stand at thy gates, O Jerusalem. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for the angels who are here because you are also here. And I thank you, the Lord, you're going to speak to us. You will not come among us and go without speaking. And Lord, we say, speak to us. Speak to our hearts. Affect our lives. Teach us, oh God. Give us a word in season. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father, for blessing our time together. In Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated. Hallelujah. Well, God is here. There's a song that says, God is here. You know that song? All right. Hebrews chapter 11. We're looking at a good report. 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 Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Bible goes on to say in verse 2 that for by it here meaning for by faith, the elders, you have to respect elders. I say you have to respect elders. You have to respect the elderly. The Bible says that the elders have obtained a good report. Whilst we are now trying to obtain something. That's why it's always very good to have something written down. So we can read, we can learn, and we can copy or emulate what has already been done or has been achieved. Anybody who thinks that in your time and in our time, we will do something different, we will do something that is a little, if you want to call it, out of what our parents used to do, you're making a big mistake. Because the more you go away from something that is established, the more you are likely to go wrong. You didn't understand what I said. I said the more you try to deviate, thinking that the deviation is for you to establish your identity and to do what you feel like doing, the more you are likely to go off course. Yeah, but people don't like that. People like to risk their lives. People like to risk their chances here on earth. You're not a cat. You don't have more than one life. Yeah. So if you don't live this life well, there is no second chance for you to redo things. Courtney, are you with me? If you think that, oh, I have time, let me try this, let me try that, let me try this. Oh, man. Man, let me just do what I feel like. You don't have time. I better follow something that has been tried, that has been proved, that has been tested, that has worked, than to go and follow something I don't know. You look at it, even if you want to migrate, or people who migrate, they don't migrate to places where they don't know anybody. You got to be crazy to go to a country where you don't know anybody. We migrate because our grandmother went there.
And then maybe your parents went there, or your mother went there. And then that's how come you are also going to that place. You don't say, oh, no, 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 no. I don't like the country where you are. I want to go, so. Whether you like it or not, you go. Because once you go there, number one, you are assured of accommodation, at least for the first few months. Before problem comes, and then you have to find your own place. That is why when a child is born, even though the child has migrated from the womb into the world, the child doesn't say, I don't like this home. I like to be at the hospital. I want to grow up in the hospital. No child grows up at the hospital. You are taken from the hospital that is the airport where you landed. And you are taken from the airport by mommy and daddy. You are taking home. And it's like, this is your house. You have to, the house that they have, whether it's concrete, whether it's wood, whether it's under a tree, that's where you're going to grow up, whether you like it or not. You walk in the steps of those you have come to meet. So the Bible says that the elders have obtained a good report by faith. Now you and I want to do it by hope. You and I want to do it by deliverance. We want to do it by obia. We want to do it by whatever we feel. No. You want to see it before you believe it. You don't like stupidness. You don't want people to tell you something that they can't prove to you. The Bible says that the elders walked in that same way. They believed things that they didn't have proofs of. The Bible says, blessed is the man who has not seen and yet believes. So we are looking at a good report. We are saying that people have had good reports. People like Sarah. Last week we looked at Sarah. Sarah obtained a good report, and the report made her put on lipstick again. Sarah went into her bag and her wardrobe and looked for her lipstick. At the age of 90 years old, when an angel appears to you and tells you that you'll be pregnant, a year from now you'll be pregnant. And Sarah laughed. She laughed and said, you don't understand what's going on here. Not only me, but my husband. The well is dry. The well is dry. If you see a well is dried, and someone tells you that water is going to come out of it, you say, well, you are right. Look at what it is. The well is dry. I know what I am talking about. You don't live here. We live here. I live in this house. I'm telling you what I know. You come to tell me to look at something different. And what I see, what I'm seeing is what I'm talking about. In this world, in this life we live as Christians, what you don't see is what you must really rely on. That's how you get a good report in your life. Because one day, you'll stand before God and your report card will be shown. Report card, how you behaved in school. And I will have a section on your report card to write my comments. Pastor's comments. Oh. So if you like, you don't behave nice to me, you see what I'll write on your report card. The Bible says so. The Bible says that we have to what? We have to submit and obey to our pastors and our leaders, because as people who will give account over our lives, so that they will do it joyfully and not out of sadness. Showing one day when you get to heaven, and you will get to heaven, before you are allowed, the gate is open to you, I will be called. My comments will be very necessary in your admittance to heaven and your reward you're going to receive. If you like, you don't. You have to behave yourself. Yeah. Many people don't know that. So whilst you are criticizing your pastor, whilst you talking your pastor's name, while you telling your pastor that you pastor always he like talk, and what you mean by dog, and what you think he is, and who does he think he is, and that African man, all kinds of things you say about the man. You don't know that my section, I have about 3 or 4 lines. You don't let me write the whole 4 lines and ask for extra space. Yeah. You see, so think about those who say, they know God, they believe in God, and they don't go to church, they don't have a pastor. Think about the error. And some of them are so proud in that error. I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. You are ignorant. That's why you are saying that. It is Jesus who said, I will build my church. The name church was first used by Jesus. Human beings or white people never created church. It's Jesus who said in Matthew chapter 16 or 18, 18 or 16, one of them, 18 and 16 or 16 and 18, one of them, he said, I will build my church. So we just came and found church. We just came and met church. White man came and found church. So your ideology or your philosophy or your principles will not take away what God has established and has put in place. For by faith the elders obtained a good report. Sarah received strength. And the Bible says she became pregnant. She became pregnant. And the people around her were wondering, what kind of story is this? Is it not normal? You think about it. There are some things in this world that when we see, we are surprised by. That don't happen normally. So those things are signs of miracles, possibility of miracles. Signs of things happen without us expecting them to happen. If you see a mad woman pregnant, he will say, hey! You are surprised. Right. But a mad woman can be pregnant. It can be. Except that it's not a normal thing that you expect to see. That's why sometimes people will forward things on Facebook and on WhatsApp because it's like some cloud has is formed like the face of Jesus, or a cloud has formed in the face like somebody sitting on a horse, and then they begin to forward it because it's like, but it's the same thing. A 90-year-old woman can also get pregnant. A virgin, it's impossible for a virgin to get pregnant, but hey, it can happen. Look at those who have sex without condoms. Ask them whether people have not been pregnant before. All the rubber technology. They said condom break. Then I think they should come with condoms that are made of iron. So you tell me anything. They should make condoms of iron so that it won't break. Unbreakable condom. If you really want to prevent the sperms, you should do iron. Or steel, roofing sheet type of condom. As for that one, you are sure that it will not leak. 32 gauge. No, we are too fantastic. Human beings are too fantastic. So today we want to look at Abraham. If you go further, so through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. If you go to verse 12, Bible says what? Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sun which is by the seashore, innumerable. He goes on to say, but these all died in faith. Go to verse something. 14. Go to verse 14. 15. 16. 17. Yeah. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Amen. So we are saying that by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Now, we are saying that faith is what gives you a good report. But Your faith must be exercised in several things and in certain things. Like in Sarah's case, an angel said that a year from now, you'll be pregnant. Now you have the option to believe it or not. And that's the area we are focusing on. What are the things that comes our way that we ignore and we neglect that are possibly God speaking to us? It is those things that we must exercise faith in. So the Bible says in Genesis chapter, was it 22? Genesis chapter 22, 24, one of the places. Genesis chapter 22, yes. Verse 1. Genesis 22 and verse 1. So let's go to where this whole thing is at. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, your only son Isaac, whom thou love, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Look at such a crazy idea. Is it God who is speaking? It happens to us. We get thoughts. We get ideas. Certain things happen to us, but because of the nature of it, and there's one thing that runs here, the nature of it is almost as if you are deprived of something. Watch the things that comes our way that seems to tell us to leave things, to be deprived, that we should deprive ourselves of something. Watch those things. You must watch those things. There are ways God also speaks to us. You must have faith and exercise faith in those things. Sometimes you're in a relationship, and then you are so much deep in a relationship, and then something happens, and then the person leaves, or the person says bye-bye, and then you rather are shocked. You are rather the one who is receiving what? Trauma. You are traumatic. You are going through depression and all of that. As a Christian, you have to understand that sometimes when people part with you, that God is the one who is involved in that.
Oh, you are not happy about it.
Your clapping is not nice at all. You either don't understand what I'm saying, or you don't agree with what I'm saying. You don't understand. Now, look at how difficult it was for Abraham and Sarah to get a child at the age. And then they get a voice that says, give me the son. He said, go and offer there for a burnt offering. You know what a burnt offering is? Yes. It means that you must kill the child and set the child on fire on the mountain. For me, my only child at 90. But you see, if You can argue with the voice. Oh. You can argue. If God appears to you and tells you, you can say, you know what? This thing, I got to check this thing out, because it is God who says, oh, you are the father of many nations. In fact, Abraham was called Abram. And God changed his name from Abram to Abraham. And Abraham means the father of many nations. So you have changed my name. Now, we struggle to get a child, and then by the grace of God, you gave us a child. So my only hope is that this is the child who is going to continue the promise, because Isaac was called the son of promise. So now I should go and kill this son. And so where is the promise going to be fulfilled? No, this voice is not of God. But yes. God is the one who gave you Isaac. Yes, it's God who says you should sacrifice Isaac. But it's a test. It's a test. It's a test. A test of your faith. So you can get a good report. So you can get 90%. So you can get 80% in that subject. You can get 99% in that subject. It's a test.
So God is saying that. Watch those things that tells you, give this thing up. Let this thing go. Don't worry about it. It's okay. So, you don't understand, man. You don't understand. You are not in my shoes. You don't feel like what I feel. No. You are. God wants to give you 99.9%. Many people who followed God had to leave precious things behind. That's why Lot's wife became a pillar of salt. Because God says, leave. Don't look back. And the lady said, what kind of crazy idea is this? You know the number of shoes I have back there? You know my bank card. You know, I was trying to pick up my bank card and I forgot it. So I want to see whether our house is still intact so I can go back quickly and pick up my bank card before I leave. God said, leave and don't look back. She obtained a bad report. Obtained a very bad minus 100%. And that's why the book of Luke says, remember Lot's wife. I think Luke 17, one of the verses there, 30 something. The Bible says, remember Lot's wife. That's the only verse. It's one of the shortest verses in the Bible. Look, Luke 17, 32. The only thing that 32 says, remember Lot's wife. Nicole, remember Lot's wife. If you don't know scriptures, you can memorize this. Luke 17, 32. Remember Lot's wife. It's an easy scripture to remember. This speaks a lot too. The Bible has a lot of examples about bad wives. A lot of them. Bad women, wicked women, strange women. Because women are very complicated. Lot's wife didn't believe. She could not part with the precious things in her life. If it was only being inquisitive, then she was a foolish woman. If it was just being, let me turn and see what's going on. Like many women would like to, what's going on? Oh, let me turn and see. You minding people business. If it was minding business she was on, that she did upon stupidness. Because look at what happened to her when she was minding God's business. But Lot, you can see that it was very difficult even for Lot himself to leave the city. That's very, very difficult. When the angels had to literally drag Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah. You see how many people migrate, they can't come back into their country? They go to America, they can't come back. They cannot come back. Because when they come back, and then they come, and they are sleeping, and a neighbor playing, broke off your back, broke off your back. They say, what kind of stupidness is this in this country here? In America, they don't do those things. They go to a shop like they treat us in shops. You ask them, you enter the shop, the sales girls are sitting down, they enable. Tired, they want 5 o'clock to come to go home. You enter the shop, and then you're looking for something and you're looking for somebody to ask. Excuse me? What do you want? No, we ain't got that. We ain't got. I mean, you say, what kind of behavior? What
kind of attitude is that? My American accent is not here this morning. I would have employed it. I said, no. You can't go to America, the States, we don't behave like that. That's why it is so difficult. Unless they get old, then the cold begins to get into their bones. Then they say, and they come back. They are here and they are collecting pension. No, there are so many things in Sodom and Gomorrah for Lot and his wife. The Bible didn't mention her name, isn't it? All we know is Lot's wife, Tony's wife, Michael's wife, Dale's wife. It's like you don't even have a name. Your name is not even important. Aubrey's wife. Yeah, look, can you believe it? Job's wife. It's like Shaniza. Who's Shaniza? Job's wife. Yeah, Isan's wife. Jesus has really helped you ladies, oh. It's Jesus who has made you become, even your name cry. You don't want to put out your name. You call yourself Esther, what? Something, something. You take your name and you put the husband's name next to it. You don't want to change it. And so I have some documents that has my maiden name. And so what? Change the documents and change the names on it. You know what a wife told me? A wife told me that, Reverend, you don't understand. You don't understand. You see, church members, I pass pastors. Oh, is she telling me as the pastor? Me don't understand. I said, what were you? What do you mean by I don't understand? Because her maiden name is a name that is attractive in Guyana. When she writes the name somewhere, you know how our Guyanese, we are very, very racial and all of that. That name will get her what she wants. If she takes the husband's name, when she writes it somewhere, they say, no, this them black people name, no. So she's relying on the power of her maiden name. It's like God cannot give the name that you are taking for your husband. God cannot use anything. It's too fantastic. And she's telling me that I don't understand. Randall Hayes. You get a husband and say, no, I want to meet the Randa Haynes Bond. Who is called? What? The Haynes Bond does not exist. There's nobody. Where did you originate from? The name you are trying to join together, it does not exist. You make your own name. In fact, it's a sign of rebellion. I'm talking to somebody this morning. But let me try and finish my message. My time is almost up. The things that are so dear to us, you should be careful about it. Sometimes God wants to test you about those things. Because, you see, God does not want to be a competitor with anybody else. That is why he says that you shall not serve any other gods before me. Now, even when I was not a Christian and how I got saved, it is after I got saved and I grew in the Lord that I came to understand that the devotion and the love I was giving to my girlfriend was wrong. And God only loved me and had to show me mercy to break the relationship for me to find Christ. Because when he looked down from heaven and saw how I was so committed and dedicated and devoted to some girl, he said, but he understand. I'm sure if God had come through someone and said, leave this girl, I would say, leave this girl, you understand. Okay, you think we leave people just like that? Give me 25 reasons why I should leave her. Something that I never expected to happen happened. Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody and that you travel for 2 weeks, and when you come back, the girl is married. Listen, Nico, have you experienced something like that before?
2 weeks.
We did good. No story. I travel for 2 weeks. I come back, and the girl is married. Aaron, what? I tell you, if I had a gun, I would have shot her. I told her that, girl, you are lucky we don't have guns in this country. If I had known Guyana, I said, you're lucky we are not in Guyana. She would have been a dead girl right there. Because when I didn't believe it. Because they said, oh, she was forced by her father. So, okay, you know, so because you're a young girl, your father forces you, you believe it a little bit, right? Because people marry for their children. So I didn't believe. I had to do investigation. I had to go to her mother myself, sit down with her mother in the office, and I asked her, please tell me the truth. What happened? And then she said, we were just there. And she brought a guy, says, it's her boyfriend who went to America. He has come back to marry her. He said, what can we do? We can't do anything. I said, her boyfriend. I am her first. I am her one and only. That was the truth. No, that was all there was. Because a guy came down from America looking for a wife. And I was talking to her sister, and her sister told her friend about it, and the friend said, my younger sister. Because we all want to go to America. So if you marry her and she takes it to America, then she also come and organize us. So forget about this Collins. Forget about him. Forget about him. And so for the 2 weeks, it was brainwashing. To the point that the money, the guy came to see her parents, the ring, everything, paid the bride price, everything. 3 days later, back to America. Then the girl catch herself. So when she came to see me, she was wearing an engagement ring. And she was crying. What? So the friend said, her father has married for her. You see, she didn't tell me the truth. So I said, oh, then take the ring off. If your father married for you, then take it out. She couldn't. She agreed. She agreed. She won't go to America and leave them Ghana boy who did for nothing. Leave you alone. Yeah. I was shocked. I was shocked. My only source of hope in that season. This is September 1989. She was the love of my life. Oh yeah. I would do anything for her. If she says carry me, I carry her. I tell you. Hey. She says, put me at your back. I put her on my back. We went to a disco one time as students, you know, went out to the club one night as students. And we were coming, her shoes, she was having pizza. I said, can you carry me? I said, no, like Calvin. I said, no problem at all. I put her on my back and I carried her. It was exciting. Oh, I'm in love. Then 2 weeks, she marries. The man has paid the bride price to her father and her mother. She's known as this man's wife. I mean, traditionally, in those days, when they do that to you for your parents, that's it. It's marriage. There's no wedding. Wedding is not necessary. That is the main thing. So she was a wife. Now she catch herself. She come by me. And my father tell me, bye. Don't worry, she. I said, you sure? I said, bye, don't worry, she. Man, you old man, you understand what's going on. You don't know what is in my heart. Then I was doing national service in the village. So I left. I went back to the village to teach. I was there teaching. I was teaching chemistry. CXC chemistry. I was teaching like that. I was teaching right there on the board. And then I turned to explain something to the students. I see somebody in the window. Is she?
And me cousin. And I jump. I said, all right, read from page 4 to page 8. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. I done with the class, I go. She got she bag, big bag. I said, girl, what's going on? She said, I move out. I come in and live by you. I said, but girl, you marry already. He said, no, I won't stay by you. I'm confused now. I said, girl, you sure? I said, mean they won't me one day, no problem, you know. He said, man, I love you. I won't be with you. She had the ring on still. That's why they say fear woman and live long. That's what they say in Africa. So I took her home within the house. She cook. I sit down, husband, I eat. I'm married already. And then we watch TV and we gaff and you know, we go and sleep. And you know what happened in the night? Thing happened and thing. And then in the morning, husband and wife, what you mean? This is husband and wife. Yeah. He said, and that room we had three bedrooms in that house. That's my father's house. So when I went to stay in the house to do my national service, it was away from where we live. My father said, don't use my bedroom. Use your mother's bedroom. Don't sleep on this. And I'm sure he knew why. You know, because he knew somehow, them boys. Boys, right? He said, don't go to this room. You can sleep in your mother's room, not my room. So I married my wife, come with me mother's room. The next morning, we eat breakfast, we relax, me cousin come and visit. So we're gonna see she off. So you know we're gonna see her off by the corner. And I see some woman coming and say, yeah, you mother coming. And she jumped. I said, I joking, it's not true. And then we were walking. Then she said, it's her for truth. And she beat out. She ran. So I'm gonna see my cousin off. So I met a woman and she said, I came to you. Hey. To me? He said, yes. Sure. So I said to my cousin, all right, we're gonna talk. I took her home. I was a little traditional. My father trained me, you know, so I knew how to, you know, talk to people. So we went home. I said, oh, please have a seat. Can I offer you some water? He said, no, she's okay. So I sat down and I said, well, I mean, traditionally you ask a person, what is your mission? So in our local language, I asked, well, we are here. You have come. What can I do for you? He said, I don't want any problem. I don't want any trouble. Where is the girl? Please. She rowing, but me do nothing. We're looking for the girl. We couldn't find her. She had gone to hide somewhere. We search and search and search. We found her hiding somewhere. And she came. Mother nearly beat you up. He says, nobody forced you to do what you did. Why are you trying to disgrace us? Now that everything has gone through, now you've packed your bags, you've come here. What are you doing? What disgrace? What are you trying to tell us? So, took the girl with her, and that was it. I had to come to terms with the fact that Isaac has to be offered. Oh my God. That thing that was so important in my life. Up to today, I'm a big man. If I come into contact with my friends in school, the first person they ask for is she. It tells you how prominent and deep she was in my life. The people used to tease me with how she left me. He said, dump you by. They dump you and you turn a Christian. The Christian is not real. If somebody dump you, that's how come you become a Christian. You know those things, right? But let me tell you, if that had not happened, I wouldn't have met my wife. I wouldn't have been connected to Lighthouse. I wouldn't be here in Guyana preaching to you.
So no matter how I will cry over it, I have to come to terms with the fact that God wanted to help me obtain a good report by getting people out of my life so he could have access to me. I don't know who God is speaking to this morning, but the widow of Zarephath had a last meal. God said, the man of God said, part with this last food. Give it to me. Let me eat. He says, no, this is the last food I eat and me and my son will die. He said, don't worry. Give the food to me. The woman looked at him and said, all right. Went and gave the man of God her food. Blessings. Report 100%. Flying out. She never lacked food until it began to rain again in Israel. Watch the things you have to part with that you find very difficult to part with. God has something to tell you about that. My time is up. Stand to your feet, please. Hallelujah.
Lead me, Lord. I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. And you have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go. And lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. And you have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go.
Your plans for me are perfect.
Your plans for me are perfect. I never need to fear. For though at times I feel alone, I know that you are near. My heart just wants to follow. I'm willing to obey. Take my hand and lead me. I follow all the way. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. And you have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go.
Father, the message is clear. The things you want us to leave, you have spoken to us about it. We feel it in our heart that this thing must go. I pray the Lord, you help us to believe. You believe. I believe. We do believe in your words. Help us to trust you, even the things that are so dear to us, to part with them, so that we can obtain a good report. Help us, even as we leave here, even this week, this month, whenever we feel and sense that we have to part with something, may we, oh God, not doubt, but may we believe what you want to have us do. And let us do it with all our hearts and with all our mind. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.